Askin' Haskins.
We need to figure that out. Let's go to the source.
We need to go to the experts. Get Askin' Haskins on the line.
Askin' Haskins.
Like, seriously, we really are the only intelligent life out there?
No way, that should have been possible.
Martha, you see this book? It's got a giant dick pic in it.
Passive aggressively expose yourself.
A fucking army! My God! It looks like somebody was murdered in here.
Four more drinks from now, we are bringing it back up.
Let's do shots!
I hate it when guys send me dick pics. Probably some hurt feelings there, but yeah, get over it.
I saw an ape.
Every podcast has got some sort of, like, they're there for a reason. Sometimes it's just cool to, like, sit down, maybe listen to somebody or people who just don't have anything.
That is what you get here at Askin' Haskins. Solving problems.
Listen, buddy, your daughter's 15. She's going to see a lot of penises, so you might as well just not worry about it.
Drink? I'll drink with you. Boyfriend 30 doesn't find me attractive. Break up? Question mark.
Oh my God.
Alcohol is a way of life. Alcohol is my way of life. And I aim to keep it.
What was the first person doing to discover sex?
He fell. He fell.
Oh, he slipped.
I fell over.
Insanely sticky pussy.
His face while he said it.
Sitting outside the house writing this on the internet.
Check out my dick pic.
This is like normal. Should I see a doctor?
Hey, buddy. So, I got this growth. Check it out.
I am in great pain. Please help me.
Yeah, they hit you right in the face, don't they? Kind of just stops in your mouth.
Yeah, I don't know what that means.
It tastes like getting dropped off in an orphanage.
Oh, don't make me beg now.
That might help. What is up? Welcome to Askin' Haskins. I am your host, Rick. With me, as always, we got Matt.
Hey.
Got Claudette.
Hey.
And we got Dan.
Hey.
And if you cannot tell from the medals around their necks. We got a game time episode today. Maybe Matt can gain up some points and try to beat Dan, considering it was literal tie the last time they played at the end, the championship mm-hmm. game. Mm-hmm. And
if I don't get any points, I'm just going to beat Dan.
It came down to winning games, and that's how, how Dan won it last time. So.
Yeah, we... At Flip Cup.
What?
I won.
He won Flip Cup.
Yeah, you did.
Yeah.
But at the end of the whole round, you guys were tied, but he won the games from whatever. I don't have to explain it. Go back and watch the episode.
Semantics.
Make sure you submit your questions to get them on the show at questions@askinhaskins.com. Before we get into the game time festivities and all that, we are going to get ourselves into some first sip. What do we got today, Dan?
I already don't like it.
Every time I got these.
Bel Air Sour Tropical Sour.
What?
What it says, I don't know.
How many alcohol?
It is 5.8%.
Okay.
Is it 9 times 2 jolt?
I don't think there's any juice jolt to it.
That was like 9%.
That's a pretty bougie package.
Though. I know, it is. I don't know.
Bougie? Bougie. Yeah, that's the word kids are using nowadays.
Yeah.
Oh, do you know?
I don't know. I have a kid.
Don't you have a kid? Is he saying bougie all the time?
No, if he said bougie, you'd probably slap him.
Ooh, okay.
Oh, God, this looks like shit.
It does. Hey, maybe it'll surprise us.
I'm excited.
We were surprised by the Barney a couple months ago, so.
Oh,
right.
Yeah. Like that?
A couple months ago.
Hey. Hey. To them, it was a couple months ago. It wasn't just yesterday.
Just so you know, folks, next month I'm going to be wearing the same shirt.
I will not.
I will. So. Okay. Well, do we got a toast for us, Dan?
I do.
Toastmaster General over there.
Oh. I don't even want to smell it. Here's the friends and family that know us so well and love us just the same. I would rather be with the people in this room than the finest people I know. Cheers.
Cheers. Prost. Okay, guys. You ready?
Putting off trying to taste it.
None of us want to do it.
Oh, my God. What the fuck did I just put in my mouth?
Probably not the worst thing you put in your mouth.
No, it is, believe me.
I don't know, it's kind of bland, though. Like, you could force yourself to drink this if you wanted to.
Listen, it's not
I don't think so, no.
It's very sour, but it doesn't taste bad.
Oh, there's no taste.
Oh, that's awful.
It just tastes like sour.
Yeah, I can't do that. That's a no-go.
Yeah, that's a no-go for me.
That is a no-go.
I don't taste
it. Oh my god! Oh man! We had a complete meltdown.
Okay,
Studio
right.
One is on fire.
It's okay.
Call 911.
Like, here, we had these because we thought we'd be the slobs.
Yep, no, but it was me. You know what that means, right?
What? You got a drink?
Party foul, I got a drink, yeah. But
yeah, the rest of that blue can, too.
I ain't touching the blue can. You're done with the blue can. While I am cleaning up, why don't you guys give yourselves,
rating?
All right. Give us the rating.
You start.
I don't know. Like, you guys are like, it's horrible, but I don't taste anything.
Just give it to you.
All right, well, that's fine.
So one, because why do I want to taste nothing?
Right. Oh, package.
Yeah, 1, 2.
Okay.
I'm going to give it a 3 because it's not terrible. It's very sour. Okay. And the package, I actually like it. I'm going to give it a 5.
Okay. All right.
Pink and turquoise.
Yeah.
From the girl.
Just because of the color. Mm-hmm. It's not very.
Man, this can is cute.
Yeah.
I am definitely going 1. It is, it's not quite a 0. I mean, like, it is super sour, but honestly, if it's the only thing in the fridge, I could probably stomach it.
That's what I'm saying.
Package, I'm going to go 0, actually.
Right.
Yeah, because 1, I don't really like the color scheme.
Purple.
And 2, it doesn't even have, like, any cool design. It just says, you know, Brooklyn Brewery.
Well, that's the thing. It doesn't say if it's a lager or any.
It's a tropical sour.
Yeah, it's not good.
I'm going to give it a.
It's a sour. Turn around.
1. It's a 1. Like, if I could give it, like, a negative number, which Claudette has done before, I do not believe in that. So, a 1 it is.
Okay. You're standing firm on your beliefs.
What about the package?
The package. Yeah, it's just a logo, so 1.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right, fair enough. Well, they won't be sponsoring us.
Nope.
Does anybody find a strange...
We're not looking for sponsors. And by the way, this segment is not sponsored. Thanks for reminding me.
Yeah, does anybody find it strange? It's Brooklyn Brewery, but it's Bel Air Sour.
It doesn't
make any sense.
Yeah, no. Isn't like Bel Air, California?
Mm-hmm.
Well, isn't it like the type of beer? Isn't that what it's saying?
No, I don't think there's a type of beer called Bel Air.
All right, here's my drink.
I didn't think there was a type of beer called Kosh or whatever it is.
That's true, too. But Dan's...
I think at this point they need to just make names up.
I think they are.
Yeah, they started that already.
All right, well, that has been First Sip.
All right.
Why do we do this twice? an episode because
what
I have to pee every time.
Well, I'm sorry, Matt. It's the graphic.
I don't know.
All right,
play it to go in, play it to go out. Remember to sign up for our Patreon. Get special bonus episodes.
T-shirts.
He's gonna have to stop saying that. No T-shirts, not yet, at least. But yeah,
there's gonna be
t-shirts. Early episodes
that Matt's gonna color.
And the disclaimer at the start of the show: you need to say what Matt
absolutely
says.
No T-shirts. Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Disclaimer at the end of the show: no T-shirts.
No T-shirts. Yes, but anyhow, Patreon, you can get bonus content during break ads where it's just, you know, us behind the scenes. You can get a decal, Asking Haskins decal. Let me see if I can.
That you can put on your T-shirt.
Asking Haskins decal that you can put on your T-shirt if you want. Mm-hmm. Your own T-shirt that from your closet.
Right, the one that we provide for you.
Oh, but anyhow, I guess it's time to get into game time opening ceremonies.
I like it.
Alrighty. So, the plans of game time have shifted considerably over the last 4 days. So, there was going to be some big, huge plan to do things, but we're just going to do our own little casual type of pre-game time for kind of go at it, gain some of these guys some points, and then we will, later in the year, we will do the official full episode game time for and wrap it all up and see if we can't get into something new after that, but more on that to come in the future. So, opening ceremonies here. Let me hand you, your guys, your die. Dice. Your die. This one goes to Dan.
Thanks.
Hold on.
I totally expected to have to catch that.
One will go to Claudette. In third place, she has the smallest die.
You know what's funny, folks, is the die is worth more than all these shows.
Probably. They are pretty. And Matt.
Like D&D people are jealous of our dice.
Yeah. All right. Let me remind you all where exactly everyone is in the game time episodes. Future Rick is going to put the graphic up on the screen, but for now, I will just yell it out to y'all. Where are we at? Dan has 221 points in first. Matt is behind him, 154. Claudette is right behind Matt. Well, not right behind Matt, but 50 back, around 91.5. Let's see if we can't get cluttered over 100 points and maybe see if
Dan can go back 200.
Yeah, maybe not 200, but let's see if he can, you know, do his thing. Anyhow, let's do the normal toast to game time. It's a great competition. Dan is going to do the sacrificial drink from the golden glass.
It's like an old man.
With an actual shot of some Jack Daniels to pay homage and maybe even up the sides. Get him a little bit more drunker. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. And to competition.
Good luck, all. Hey.
Okay.
Yuck. Yuck. What?
Whiskey.
Oh, I can't do that either.
Mm-hmm. Alrighty, game time it is. They didn't switch because I didn't go.
Like Pac-Man.
Sit down.
I don't want that. What is that?
It's a buzzer.
Oh, okay.
It's a buzzer.
Yeah.
Everybody gets a buzzer. Get rid of
Like, don't touch me with that.
I don't want that.
Oh, if only that was on camera at that time.
Mm-hmm. Here, guys.
Yeah, I don't even remember what they do. We just went over it.
The black ones are anybody's. The white ones are
right. Let's set this up here.
And the rest have the names on it. Like this, it's the reflector in the moment.
Which one do you want, man?
Boy, this even sounds like what it looks like.
Alrighty, guys.
Oh, man, I don't want to hold it.
Makes it hard to hit the button if you don't.
Man.
Honey, what are you doing? Nothing.
Oh, you guys suck. Alrighty, this is a game called Buzzed In. Obviously, it's really simple. I'm going to ask you a question. The first one to buzz in gets the answer.
Wait, gets to answer?
Gets
or we
to
get
answer.
The answer?
No, you get to answer.
Then you tell us what the answer is.
I'm going to be like,
whisper it to you.
All right, ready? First one, I get it. Yeah.
Anyhow, if you get the question right, you get to choose whether it's a hard or easy question. And to get things started, roll your guys' die. See who goes first.
What do we? Which is the best?
Oops. Highest.
I got okay. Six.
I got seven.
I got three.
That's right.
So Claudette gets you get to decide.
Oh, what am I doing?
Do you want an easy or a hard question?
Easy. Kind of question is that?
No, that.
So we can still buzz in and answer it before.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. Oh yeah, by the way, easy questions are worth one, hard are worth two.
Can I change my mind?
Would you like to now that you have that information?
Yes.
One hard question. Mm-hmm.
Pick up this one card that fell.
Hard question. Okay. Find the best one on this card here. Let me get a new one here. There was nothing.
Dolores, what are you doing upstairs? Nothing, sweetie.
Who composed the hip-hop Broadway hit Hamilton, which won 11 Tony Awards in 2016?
Who composed it?
Yes.
Mic drop.
Yeah, nobody's buzzing, dude.
What does C stand for in Einstein's famous equation, E equals MC squared? Wow. Y'all need a drink.
Fuck. Yeah, I do.
No.
Who's Einstein? He a rapper or something?
That'd be the speed of light, guys. Come on.
You think I got hit on the head with the apple?
Ah.
Okay. New question.
Are we doing hard?
Yeah, these are hard.
They should be worth more than two.
What country gave the Statue of Liberty to the United States as a gift? That'd be Matt.
France.
The answer is France.
Good job, man.
Good job, Matt.
What's down here? What do you want, Matt? Easy or hard?
We'll do another hard.
Okay. Who was the first European explorer to reach the Pacific Ocean via the South American Strait that now bears his name?
I do not know.
Time to go with all the easy cards.
Jeez, guys.
Do easy, because the easy ones are probably hard.
No, you pick hard.
Guys, my girlfriend's here. I gotta do the hard ones.
Well, answer the questions,
because
you're making yourself look stupid.
I'm making me look stupid.
That's what I meant.
What is the second highest mountain above sea level in the world?
Second.
Second. Mount Vesuvius.
Drink. It's not like you lose anything, dude. You're winning right now with one point, okay?
I thought there were two hard questions.
No, there was just two.
Oh, my God.
2 points, my bad.
Thank you.
My bad. So, hard or easy, Matt? You might as well.
It's okay, dude. She's known you more than a week. She knows you're not smart.
Easy. Yeah, back them up, see?
We already went through that one. That one went, we did last time. Let's get in the middle here.
Well, that's the one we already heard. We might know it.
When is the monsoon season in India? Summer, winter, or spring?
Winter.
Wrong answer. Anything else? Who was that?
Cut. Summer.
Summer is correct.
I was going to say summer, I guess, though.
Well, I narrowed it down for you, Claudette.
Easy, Claudette.
I was hoping she got it wrong.
Easy.
Okay. In what video game can you strike a pose like musical statues?
Just Dance.
Got it.
Holy.
That was embarrassing.
Yeah, you should probably answer. Well, then you know that.
Easy, man.
You probably just left that question to go.
Yeah. Yeah. I couldn't give up a point.
He's trying to win, man. Trying to win. In what novel do Miss Trunchbull, Miss Honey, and Bruce Botner appear?
What novel?
Bogtrotter. Yeah. Bruce Bogtrotter, my bad.
Do we look like a we read?
Right.
Are we playing Jeopardy? Did you say who is? Did you answer?
No, I said, do we look like a we read? Oh.
Yeah, I have no idea.
You gotta ring in if you want to answer. I don't know. I don't know
anything. Greg Gatsby.
No, it is Matilda.
Wow. Why don't you hand me signs? I would know that that means Matilda.
Which ancient civilization built Machu Picchu?
Oh, mother.
These are the easy ones.
I know,
but that's why I chose them.
Sumerians.
That is wrong.
Fuck.
Mayans.
The Incans.
Ooh, you were close, though. You were way closer than me.
Well, we're both stabbing in the dark, dude.
That's true.
All right. Get your buzzers ready. What comic book hero was named Kal-El at birth?
Fuck.
Superman.
Yep. You got it right. Easy?
Yeah.
And a comic book question again.
You know what, Alex? Let's go hard.
There's no medium questions.
Yeah.
Nope. In between.
Okay. What is actress Emma Roberts' relationship to Julia Roberts?
We've had that one.
Have we?
Answer it, Matt.
I don't even know now. Cousin.
Drink.
Niece.
Dan got it.
He did have
that one.
Yeah. Hard or easy?
Hard. Pick up some points.
Let's get you some points. What town in France originally produced the world's best known brandy?
Cognac.
Cognac it is.
Nice.
I'm still drinking.
He drinks by losers, drinks by wins.
I just got used to drinking because I lost so many.
He makes out.
Hard again?
Yep.
Okay. Who plays bass for the Red Hot Chili Peppers?
Flea. Yeah.
That is correct. I
can't believe that's his legal fucking name, man. That's crazy, yeah. Who changes their name?
Hard?
He did.
Yep.
The basis for the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
How many single squares are on a chessboard? 32, 64, or 80?
32.
That is wrong.
I get it or do you get it?
That's me.
Okay.
Oh, you guys, hold on a second. Now, well.
We can't.
You can't now.
Quiet, take it.
I was going to say 80.
Oh my God, it's 64.
Got it.
I just went high.
Like, you went.
64.
Yeah, the problem is I think it takes a minute before anybody else can. So I'll wait before I tell you whether it's wrong or not.
Do we all have different sounds?
No.
Mine sounds different.
No, the number comes up on the thing that tells you.
Yeah.
Seems like mine sounds different.
Heart?
Yeah.
How old was Martin Luther King Jr. when he was awarded the Nobel Peace Prize?
35,
45,
49.
45.
No.
I'm
going to
take a shot. I'm going to say
35.
You got it.
Oh,
that's young.
I'm glad I didn't buzz because I was going the other way.
We're gonna have 50-50 chance there.
What do you want, Claudette? Hard or easy?
Easy.
What is a baby elephant called? Cub.
Oh, I don't know. Oh, a cub. They call it a cub.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do, though.
Nope.
I lied. I don't know what it is.
Let me finish the question.
Sorry, I didn't know there was
what is a baby elephant called? Choice. Pup, cub, or calf?
Calf.
Yeah. Yes. Thanks,
Maya. You're welcome. I knew you were going to say that anyway.
Easy or hard?
Hard, please, Alex.
What sport does the Netflix series Glow revolve around?
That skating one, like they're where they skate and they hit each other.
Submarty.
You know, it's like the chicks and they like beat each
roller
other up.
Roller hockey or roller
derby.
Yeah, no.
Isn't that what it is?
Nope.
That's what I thought it was.
I've never seen Glow either.
Nobody? No. Women's professional wrestling.
Yep, I was wrong.
Roller derby.
What is what they do? They beat each other up.
Basically, women's wrestling and roller skating.
Right.
When you said that.
What kind of airy volcanic rock is also used to exfoliate the skin?
Fuck.
It's a pumice.
Claudette's got it.
Yeah. Let's go with hard.
Yeah, loofah. It's a loofah.
What South African leader appeared as a teacher reciting a Malcolm X speech in 1992 biopic of the civil rights activist?
Fuck. Yes, Nelson Mandela.
Yep, you got it.
I had a picture in my head, but I can't remember. I don't think it was his name.
Hard. That's okay. I don't know what the fucker looks like. Oh, hard. Yes, please.
What did Shakespeare name his son? Hamlet, Henry, or Hamlet?
Henry.
It's Hamlet.
Nope.
Nope.
Matt got it wrong. You got to buzz in to answer.
I did.
No, buzz in again. That answer, I don't fucking know.
It's Hamlet.
Nope.
It's the other one.
Wait, what'd you say?
Hamlet?
No, not Hamlet. Nope. Hamlet.
You wrote Hamlet.
Yeah, but Hamlet was one of the...
So I get those things. Points yeah. By default.
So no, you don't. You didn't buzz in.
The other one.
Hamlet.
Really? You gave it to him?
He buzzed in?
I could have asked him to reread all right, the question.
How about this? If somebody gets it wrong, I get it by default.
No.
You no, got two people wrong. Get it wrong, you get it by default.
There you go.
If it's a three question...
That's true, that's true, that's true. All right, all right.
Yeah.
Calm down, faggot.
Oh, my God.
There we go.
All right, one more question, and then we'll get back to this. We'll take a break real quick. What 19th century German scholar co-wrote Little Red Riding Hood, Snow White, and Rapunzel?
to throw three choices. I get this
Rick was
one.
Very, confused.
What 19th century German scholars wrote Little Red Riding Hood, Snow White, and Rapunzel?
The Brothers Grimm?
Yep. You got it.
Wow. Took a second. It was in there.
Alrighty, we're going to take ourselves a break.
He's very smart, Matthew. Don't be surprised.
And when we get back, we are
waiting for him to get drunk.
We are going to get...
I've been drinking since
right
four.
Back into this game, only the points will be doubled. So let's take ourselves a little break. Make sure you are checking us out on Facebook, giving us likes and subscribes and follows on YouTube and all that good stuff. And we will catch you on the flip side.
Doesn't
no, he doesn't play something.
You're the only one listening. I like it. I like it a lot. We should download it.
W.GG for energy. Energy. I'm trying to bring the energy.
Worrying about whether or not I shouldn't have quit my job to
welcome
do the
back,
show.
Welcome back, Claudette. Quit the job to do the show.
Yeah, I just quit, so this is pretty much it for me. So,
yeah. Why did you do that, Matt?
Well, you said we were going to make money.
I never, ever said we were going to make money.
Well, you did. And
we are making money.
Like money.
18 bucks a month.
I took a leap of faith and trusted you. And
I know. I bought a timeshare.
I did, yeah. Right? I think I went in on that timeshare with him. We are screwed.
Yeah.
Right. So I think instead of telling folks that, you know, come join us and do Patreon, maybe you should, say, hey, folks, join Patreon because we fucking need it. I need this.
Oh, right. Don't make me beg, man.
Give us a follow.
Give us a follow. Give us a follow.
On YouTube.
On Facebook. On TikTok.
Danny's in the place where he hears the voices. Nobody's talking.
You hear the voices too? I thought I was the only
I'm
one.
I'm dead.
I'm taking a picture of the screen with my name and texting with Matt.
Okay, you do that.
Let's do that.
Let's go, you know.
Is it burnt sideways?
It might entice him to come next time. So that way he
can. I will drive to Ohio every night
punch you in the face, put you to sleep.
Very good. Solution, problem solved.
Yeah, okay.
That's how much I care for you, Rick.
I understand. That's a lot of care. That's a lot of money and gas.
That's a lot of driving, yeah. Fuck yeah.
Every night. I mean, you gotta get out of work.
Like 4 hours of driving.
Drive to go to Iowa. Punch me in the face.
Literally knock on my door. Hey, what's up?
What's up? Get in bed. Get in bed so I can punch you in the face. Get in bed.
I gotta get to the back home.
I gotta go back. I gotta drive all the way back now. Fuck.
He wants to play the game.
We are at the BS stage of this afterthoughts, okay?
Oh, so no more structure.
What are you talking about?
No more structure?
Yeah, we're pretty much done with structure, yeah.
Has anybody seen Bigfoot?
It's almost 2 o'clock. We're almost done with structure.
Has anybody seen Bigfoot?
No.
What
the fuck are you talking about?
That's what he just said. Has anybody seen
Bigfoot? I don't know, what is he talking about? Nobody said that.
Join us for Remotely Relevant.
Remotely Relevant.
Remotely Relevant. Remotely Relevant.
Join us for Remotely Relevant.
Remotely Relevant.
Join us for Remotely Relevant.
Remotely Relevant.
Remotely Relevant.
We need to go to the experts. Get asking Haskin on the line.
I'm going to ask Askin' Haskin.
We need to figure it out. Let's go to the court.
This is what you get here at Askin' Haskin. You could settle for breaks full of this.
Give us a subscribe on YouTube.
Give us a subscribe on YouTube. Pew pew.
Give us a subscribe on YouTube.
And ring the bell. Ding, ding.
Ring the bell to get notified.
And this. Give us a follow on Facebook.
Give us a follow on Facebook.
Give us a follow on Facebook.
Give us a follow on Facebook. And this. W.GG for energy.
Energy. Energy. Energy.
And even this. Or you could fill your breaks with this. Sign up to our Patreon for early access to episodes with behind-the-scenes content instead of ads. Access to afterthoughts, bonus content, and more. Patreon.com/AskinHaskins. An empty table is better than this.
Askin Haskins. Support us on Patreon. www.patreon.com/AskinHaskins.
Sign up to Patreon for access to early episodes.
Welcome back to Askin Haskins. We are in the middle of some game time festivities. It's a pre-round before we do the full. Actually, this is kind of a full episode, ain't it? But yeah. We're going to bring it back. And it's going to come back, and it's going to be more points later on this year. But for now, we're playing Buzzed In. A game that, we're buzzing and do their things. So let's get back into game time. Put that up there, huh? Alrighty. These guys had just gone through a round of questions, and out of that round, it's pretty much the same as it's always been. Dan came out with 13 points. Matt with a little less than half of that at 6. And Claudette right behind with 5. Round 2 here is going to be double the points. So, yeah, let's see if we can't, knock Dan off the leaderboard here, guys. Come on.
Like, knock Dan off that chair.
Start getting your shit
still in, right man. Here, brother.
All right, Dan, you're leading it now. What do you want? Hard, easy. Okay. I figured. Let's go with this question here. What two countries are enclaves in Italy?
The fuck's an enclave?
They're independent countries surrounded by another country.
I know one. I'm going to take a stab.
Take a stab.
I'm going to say Rome and Sicily.
That's a goddamn good stab, though. That's where I went wrong with it. I don't know.
Rome is actual, like, the capital of Italy. It's not a country.
I never thought it was its own country. The Vatican is... Oh, the Vatican. That's what it is.
You guys, nothing. Vatican City and San Marino.
I thought Sicily was right.
I was thinking, I don't know why I didn't say the Vatican. It's actually the smallest country in the world. It's only a mile.
Yeah, well, that fact didn't help you this time, did it?
And I don't even know why I said Rome. I was retarded. With a hard R.
Jesus Christ.
Which one of these movies was not inspired by a Stephen King novel? Donnie Darko, Carrie, or The Green Mile? That would be Matt.
Donnie Darko.
That's correct. That is correct. Hard, easy?
Hard.
Alrighty. The eruption of a volcano in what European country in 2010 caused travel chaos for millions?
Can you read that one more time?
What eruption of a volcano in what European country? So you're looking for the country in 2010 caused travel chaos for millions.
Oh, you're looking for the country,
not the volcano, just the country.
Yeah, I've not got nothing.
Nobody wants to take a stab. Iceland.
Mm. Would have never guessed that.
Me either. I didn't know there was a volcano in Iceland.
Yeah, it's like there's like a few of them, I think. Yeah. What unique Louisiana dance music mixes Cajun and Creole French speaking cultures with jazz, blues, and country western elements? How about I just tell you, you ain't none of you know this.
Fair enough.
Zydeco.
That's what I was going to say.
I was too. I saw that on a Tic Tac or something.
What kind of infection does penicillin fight? Viral or bacterial? That would be man.
Bacterial.
And that is correct.
He's had experience.
No, I haven't. I swear.
Well, that's how he knew it, right? Oh, Matt, you want hard?
Yeah.
Yeah. What are the four?
That's embarrassing.
What are the four annual Grand Slam tennis tournaments?
Ooh. I don't even know.
Yeah, I don't know. I could name a couple of them. Maybe,
yeah.
Maybe a couple.
I think I'm four.
I don't know.
Yeah, I can maybe name. I don't know.
I can name one.
Wimbledon is one. Yeah, think, right?
This is what I would name. Yeah.
Wimbledon is one of them. Australian Open, French Open, Wimbledon, U.S. Open.
I wouldn't have gotten the Australian.
The
I thought U.S. Open. French
Remember
Open
all the
too.
Opens and then Wimbledon.
Yeah. Know the French. He knows the French Open because they have the orange field. No?
I have never watched a game of tennis in my life.
Really? It's amazing.
I never knew that about you, man. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. About what percentage of Turkey is geographically in Asia? 17, 67, 95.
We're all looking at Danny.
Thanks for narrowing it down, man.
Whatever. I'm going to go 67.
You are incorrect.
What are the choices again?
17 or 95.
17.
You are incorrect as well.
95.
Whatever. 4 points. Hard or easy, Claudette?
We're going hard.
Right.
That's right.
Ooh.
Watch out.
Where was I? What British Prime Minister is portrayed by Gary Oldman in the 2017 film The Darkest Hour?
I don't know.
Do you guys know a British Prime Minister at all?
No, I couldn't get that one either.
Churchill.
Winston Churchill. Correct.
Wow.
Nice,
Matt. Good job,
man.
It's the only one I knew. I just had to figure out which it was.
Yeah.
He's
hard again, Matt. Okay. In the Arabian Nights, who tells 1001 tales to the Shah to postpone her execution at dawn? No, why do you have to get so mad? Neither of them know it either.
We don't know. Don't worry, we're not getting.
I'm just sad.
I can't even say this name. Shahrzad. Yep.
Yeah.
You said it right.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. Got it right. Exactly.
You all right?
Yeah. Okay. what crowdsourcing website launched in 2009 to fund creative projects, winning the 2014 Webby Awards for Breakout of the Year?
GoFundMe?
Nope. Good shot. It was a good shot. Drink.
I've been so drinking mad. After every question.
Wait, say the question again.
What crowdsourcing website launched in 2009 to fund creative projects, winning the 2014 Webby Awards for Breakout of the Year?
Yeah, I don't know.
Nobody knows? That would be Kickstarter.
Oh, yeah.
What is a Kickstarter? I haven't heard of it. It's
like GoFundMe, but before it came. Before GoFundMe came.
Got it.
What song is played in the eighth inning of every Boston Red Sox game at Fenway Park?
Fuck, I should know this, but I don't.
You take me out to the ball game?
No. Drink.
Oh, okay.
That's a good answer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'm not guessing.
No. Sweet Caroline. Do-do-do-do-do. That was going to be in his head.
You're 12 years old and I want you. That's what the song's about.
Is it really in the
room? It's about a Kennedy woman and Neil Diamond singing it for her and she is 12. Huh.
Interesting. I know that.
Which two states share the shoreline of Lake Tahoe?
Yeah, I'm not doing that one either.
I'm good.
You guys suck. California, Nevada.
Oh, like you knew it.
I did.
Yeah. As soon as I turned the car over.
Right.
Yeah, as soon as I ran it.
What actor who also starred in Titanic played Dom Cobb in the 2010 film Inception?
Oh. Hold on. I'm going to just give me a minute. What the fuck is that dude's name?
Hopefully hold on.
I want a minute. I want a few minutes. Why can't I think of his name? He's like one of the biggest actors in the world.
Anybody else want to buzz in?
Leonardo DiCaprio.
Yes.
Yep, you got it.
Jesus. How did you not get that, man?
I don't.
He knew it.
I know.
It was on the tip of his tongue.
Buzzed
it.
I hate when that happens.
By the mental block.
Oh, okay. Here. Where are we at? Another hard. You want hard, right?
Absolutely.
Okay. Where was I? What does the internet abbreviation TLDR stand for? We have done this on WIDA.
TLDR?
TLDR. TL semicolon DR.
Nope.
You don't learn so well when you're drunk.
Yeah.
No, you don't, do you? You don't? You don't,
yeah,
you,
no.
Too long, didn't read.
More like a text message. I'm trying to think of fucking internet.
Too late, password. Dumb Rick.
Okay, we're not playing with it now, okay? But you want to know what? I'm going to give you a point for that.
That was fair good. Enough. That was good. Fair enough.
When Twitter launched in 2006, a tweet would originally restrict you to how many characters? 40, 80, or 140? That'd be Dan.
40.
Incorrect. Who was that?
Me.
Okay, what do you got?
80?
Nope.
140.
Claudette's won 8 points on default.
This fucking sucks.
Gotta get one way or another. Uh-huh.
Hard, please.
Okay. What mathematician called the father of computer science helped the Allies in World War II by decoding German messages?
Go fuck yourself.
No, that's a different guy.
Yeah.
Oh. Mm-hmm.
That was what's his face.
Yeah. No idea.
No?
I don't know.
Alan Turing.
Oh, yeah. Turing. Yeah. Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, that guy.
Never heard that in my life. Mm-hmm.
Yep. It's on the tip of my tongue, like Leonardo DiCaprio. Yeah.
He played him in the movie.
He probably did. Fucking asshole.
What is nori, the traditional wrapping of sushi, made from? Rice, miso, or seaweed?
Seaweed.
That is correct. All righty here. You want hard?
Yeah.
Let's go again here. What country is home to the ancient road called the Appian Way, built in 312 BC?
What country?
Mm-hmm.
Great Britain.
No. Anybody else?
No.
Italy.
Fuck Italy.
It's in the Vatican City.
You know what? Fuck you.
Another hard one, I'm taking it.
Yeah.
Let's go. What TV and movie website depicts green splats for bad reviews and red fruit for favorite ones?
That was me, right?
Yep.
Rotten Tomatoes.
Yep.
That is correct. Matt is cleaning up, guys.
I hate Rotten Tomatoes really bad, but I knew that.
Okay. What do you want, Matt?
Hard.
Parchment was usually made from plant-based materials, true or false? That was not a good question. I shouldn't have done that.
Read a different one.
Okay, yeah. What is the only palindromic numeral year of the 21st century?
I don't even know what you said.
Oh, okay. Thank you. 2002.
You got it.
Nice.
Palindrome's the same thing forwards and backwards.
Oh.
I learned something.
Get him another point for fucking knowing that.
Really?
Really?
Fuck, yeah, dude. Fuck it, dude. I just learned something.
Art?
Yes, please.
Alrighty. What ailment is often caused by rhinovirus?
No idea. Just
drink.
I'm going to say the flu.
The answer is common cold.
Yeah, I would have never got that.
Okay. Let's go with... What it was the name of the IBM computer that beat world chess champion Garry Kasparov in 1997?
Bing, 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 boom.
No,
George. I don't fucking know.
Deep Blue.
Yeah, Deep Blue.
That was my second guess.
Oh, yeah.
I'm sure it was.
That's what it was.
Which of these cooking shows did not star Anthony Bourdain? Parts Unknown, No Reservations, or Iron Chef?
Me.
Matt.
Iron Chef.
Iron Chef it is. All right.
Come on, guys. You have too many points.
He's earning them.
Yeah.
I'm not mad about it.
What European country ceded ownership to Florida to the U.S. in 1819 Transcontinental Treaty?
Portugal.
No, but that was very close.
Good guess.
Can I answer again?
Spain.
Spain it is.
Yeah, because Portugal and Spain, they're right next to each other. Good job by default. Fucker.
Whatever, he said it. I make the rules.
That's true. That's true. That's true.
I did give him a...
That's fine. That's fine.
You really did, because...
Fucking fine.
I didn't mean to. You want hard?
Yes.
All right. I think this is going to be the last one here. In what country is the Alpine ski resort village of Cloisters?
Say again.
In what country is the Alpine ski resort village of Cloisters?
Norway.
No.
say Italy.
Nope. Switzerland. Hmm. You know, the Swiss Alps.
The Swiss Alps, yes. I know. That's what I was thinking, too. The Alps. Fine. The Alps, yeah.
Duh, what the fuck? I'm an idiot. God.
Oh, righty.
I still think he came back, though.
So mad.
Oh, yeah, Dan, or Matt in this round got 25 points.
Nice.
Claudette with 8. Okay, Dan with 13. So let me add these together. All right. Matt came out on top this round of game round here with 31 points. Dan comes in second, 26. Claudette in third with 13.
Champion! Piss break!
No. Well, it ain't over yet, okay? Yeah. Game time's going to continue later on this year. So this was just the first round. We're going to do two rounds this year. And next time we'll see if we cannot crown a new champion. So, yeah. Alrighty. So, that'll be it for this episode. We're going to get out of here. I want to remind everyone that we are a drinking show and not to... You don't have to take our, you know... You don't have to do what we do. You don't have to drink like we do. You should drink responsibly. Make sure you don't, you know, drink and drive. And do all that kind of crazy bullshit.
We don't do that.
I know.
Well, you said you don't have to do what we do.
Which is play drinking games and fucking drink all fucking night until 4 o'clock in the morning.
But folks, if you are drinking, do what we do. Find somebody to drive for you.
Yes. There you go.
Stay where the fuck you're at.
Yeah.
Yeah, or do that. Yeah.
Call an Uber.
Yeah. Or a taxi.
Plenty of options. Just don't fucking drive. There are a lot,
yeah, just don't freaking drive. Anyhow. We will catch you all on the flip side for those who can't be there with us. Andy and Jay. I'm your host, Rick. For Matt, Claudette, and Dan, be safe and have a wonderful month. Catch you on the flip side.
All right. We're going to call this one Sunshine. Skies are gray, skies are gray. Never know much I love you. Please don't take sunshine away, shine away. Never know much I love you. Please don't take my sunshine away, shine away. Never know much I love you. Don't take my sun, shine away, shine away. Other night, dear, as I lay sleeping, dreamt I held you in my arms when I woke, dear. I was mistaken, and I hung my head, and I cried, and I cried. Never know. Much I love. Please don't take my sunshine away, shine away. Never know how much I love. Please don't take my sunshine away, shine away. Thank you.
Skies are gray, skies are gray. Never know. Two is for you, oh no. Please don't take my sunshine away, shine away. Never know. Much I love you. Please don't take sunshine away, shine away. Never know. Much I love. Please don't take my sunshine away, shine away. I'm my sunshine, my only sunshine. You make me happy. Skies are gray. Skies are gray. Never know.
All right. Yep. All right. Here's the breezes, which blows through the trees, which lifts the skirts above the knees, to expose the spot which teases, pleases, and spreads diseases. Oh, what a snatch. Down the hatch. Roast.
What?
I knew it was coming. I knew it was coming.
Ever.
To alcohol, the cause of and solution to all of life's problems.
AskinHaskins.com.
If you hear this before the time we're recording it right now, when it's never released, and the time we record tomorrow, give us a call.